Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for every morning in Rosh Hashanah. Simcha ben Echagitl. The Gemara in Maseches Yevamos and Avchesam Amud Aleph says, Teinach hecha denasa meis, v'achkach nasa chai, v'migud ishtri yisrei shes ach, ishtri nami yisrach v'isisha, la nasa chai v'achkach nasa meis, Isser Achis Isha Kaidin. So the Gemara says that Tenach, we can say the Savara called Ishtari Ishtari in the Din of Yibum. Hecha Dinasa, first, who got married? Mace. First, the brother that died married his wife. So let's say you have Ruvain. Ruvain marries Leah. And now Leah is going to be Aser to Shimon, Reuven's brother, Mishum Eishes Achiv. And then goes ahead Shimon, and he marries, the sister marries Rachel. So now Leah has two problems for Shimon. Leah is Eishes Ach, and Leah is also Rachel's sister. So she's Achis Isha. So if the mace got married first and then the chai, so we can say like this, since Eshesach is permitted, Al Tibum, so also going to be Matir Achis Isha, and Nasa Chai, Vakach Nasa Mace, let's say Shimon got married first. And now Leah is going to be Asim Mishum Achis Isha. Then Reuven marries Leah, so now she's Eshesach. But Tare is the Isser of Achos Isha comes first. So what are you going to say about such a case? You can't say, Hov Ishtari Ishtari. Ad kan, mi divrei kotshoi, shalai gemora akadosha. Ubesefer kovetze arot, shal Rabbeinu Elchonon Vasserman, hu kotev kacha. V'yesh lufare, shachilu kaze, b'shnei refanim. Aleph, the klala, the hoil, the ishtari, by mahani, el in shlo yochol isar hasheni mitchilasri. Avaloi lafkiyo yim kvar chal. First way to deal with this, explain this, is by saying that the svar of hoil v'ishtari, since we're matir, eishes ach, we're also matir achis isha hoil v'ishtari, since we're matir A, we're also matir B. That only works that the second isar won't take effect from the get-go. But not to remove this Isser if it was already chal, if it already took effect. So in the instance where Reuven first married Leah, and then Shimon marries Rachel, so it never took effect. The Isser Hasheni never took effect. Because Achas Isha never took effect because she was already Eishes Ach to start with. So it's strong enough, all of Ishtar Ishtar is strong enough to say that the second Isser, Achas Isha, won't take effect, but not that if it already took effect, like in the case where first Leah was Achas Isha, it already took effect, and then she marries Reuven, and now she's Eishes Ach, it's not Mafkia, the Isser of Achis Isha. That's one Gisha. Yesh Efsharut Chilufit Lomar Kach, Yesh Laimar, Koze Ze Rabbi Elchanan Bekoivet Se'aris. Yesh Laimar, Deheicha Shekvar Ne'esar, Amrinan Mai Chazit, De'azaut Batar Etera, Lomar Ho'il V'Ishteri Ishteri, Zil Batar Isura, V'Neimar Ho'il V'Itzar Itzar. We can say that when it already became Aser, we say, why do you prefer to go after the Heter and say, Hoil v'Ishtari Ishtari? Why don't you go after the Iser and say, since it became Aser, it already became Aser? It's too late. So maybe that's Pshat, why once it was already Aser, we don't say Hoil v'Ishtari Ishtari. First way we said was because once it was already Aser, the the heter doesn't have the koach to be mafkia the isser. Or maybe it's because if the isser came first, we say, my chazis, why do you prefer? What do you see literally that you go after the heter and say, ho, v'ishtari, ishtari? Why don't you go after the isser and say, ho, v'itzar, itzar? Since it was aser. It's too late. V'nafka mina ben shnei ha-perushim. What would be the nafka mina? The nafka mina would be, im shnei ha-yisurim chalim ka'achat. Let's say they fell simultaneously and one didn't precede the other. According to the first mahalach, we can say, hol v'ishtari ishtari. And therefore, because it'll be moinea the chalais iser mitchilasa. What do we say? We said that we say hol v'ishtari ishtari to prevent the iser from being chal, not to be mafki an already existing iser, but here the iser was never chal. So we could say hol v'ishtari ishtari if it's simultaneous. But l'perush hasheni, lo amrinin hol v'ishtari ishtari, the second mahalach, we can't say hol v'ishtari ishtari. Why not? Because you can also say, why do you want to go after the heter? Go after the isser. Or the heter and the isser fell simultaneously. So why do you follow the heter? Follow the isser. Ad kan divrei Rebbe Elchanan. Vayein b'achiyazer b'chelek aleph b'siman dalet b'ot gimel u'bimrei Moshe b'siman hei b'ot chav gimel. That they went with the second mahalach of the Kovitz Aris, that we say, my chazis, that you're going after the heter, why don't you just go after the yisr? Ayin sham. However, ayin rashi, basugya shelanu, dibur ha-matchil el ha-nasa chai. Rashi kotev kach. Isur achot isha, kodem. Ve'af al gav, shehutar, isur acharon, omed rishon, Bim komo, that the Isser, Achais Isha, came first. And even though it became permitted, what became permitted? The latter Isser, which latter Isser? Eishes Ach, Omed Rishon Bimkomo. The first sister remains in place. In other words, the Isser of Achos Isha remains in place, even though we permitted the latter Isser of Eishes Ach for the sake of Yibum, but Achos Isha remains in place. Mevuar Lehedya, Delo Keperush Hasheni Demai Chazit Dazat Batar Hetera, Zil Batar Isura. So here is Mefurish, not like the Mahalach of the Mai Chazitz. Why do you just choose to go after the Heter? Why don't you go after the Yisr? Because according to that Perish, Be'emet Ne'esar Yisur HaSheni. Because according to that Perish, the second Yisr was Ne'esar. In other words, what does the second Mahalach say? It says, "Hoel v'itzar." Why don't we say "Hoel v'itzar itzar"? My chazis. Then you say "Hoel v'ishtar ishtar." I want to say "Hoel v'itzar itzar." So here we should say "Hoel v'itzar itzar," which means that "Hoel v'itzar achos isha itzar nami achos eishesach." But according to Rashi, we're not saying that. According to Rashi, we're saying that "Hutar eishesach." Just achos isha didn't become permitted. This is Lahedya, not like the second way in the Kovetz Haaretz. According to the second way in the Kovetz Haaretz, Be'emet Ne'esar Yisur HaSheni. Eish Yisach is also going to be Yasser. Hoel V'itzar, Itzar Echos Isha. So, Memela also Ne'esar Yisur Eish Yisach. והרי רשי אומר, באמת הוצטר האיסור האחרון. According to the second mahalach, the second Isser wasn't hutar. So that's a raya against this mahalach and against Morena v'Rabbi Seinu, the Heilige Chaim Oizer and the Achiezer of Moshe Sokolovsky and the Rebbe Moshe, the Kasha. And this was asked by Morena v'Reina v'Rabbi Abba Zatzal. We've been going through his shiur in B'siyata D'Shmaya. B'roiv hanah u'melvad zot eino mistaber lomar mai chazit azad batar eter azir batar isura de'arei la'eshet ach yesh siba lahatir b'makom yibum. ולאיסור אחות אישה אין סיבה שלא יהיה מותר, אלא שאין סיבה שיהיה מותר. Besides that, it's not mistabil to say, why do you prefer to go after the heter? Why don't you go after the iser? Because for eishes ach, there's a siba lahatir b'makom yibum. There's a siba lahatir eishes ach. What's the Siba Lahatir Eshesach? Yibum! So Eshesach has a Siba Chiyuvit to be matirit. For the Isra of Achus Isha, there's no Siba that it shouldn't be mutter. Is there a Siba? That it shouldn't be permitted? No. Ella, she'ain siba she'ya mutar. There's no siba that it should be permitted. So by achos isha, there's no reason not to permit it. But there's no reason yes to permit it. But by Eishes Ach, there's a reason yes to permit it, Yibum. So according to that, it's not shayach to say, Ho'el v'itzar, Achos Isha itzar nami Eishes Ach. Since Achos Isha is aser, Eishes Ach is also aser. D'may Yosef Achos Isha le'Eishes Ach. What is Achos Isha going to add to Eishes Ach? Whatever you have for Achos Isha, what do you have for Achos Isha? A Siba le'Isser, we also have for Eishes Ach. Eishes Ach also has a Siba le'Isser. And nevertheless, Eishes Ach has a Siba le'Heter b'makom Yibum. And Achos Isha doesn't have a Siba that it shouldn't be mutter, that can oppose the heter b'makom yibum. So it's not shaykh to say hol v'itzer itzer, hol v'itzer achos isha, itzer nami eishes ach. Because what's one adding on to the other? They both have a Siba le'Isser. Nevertheless, Eishes Ach has a Siba le'Heter b'makom Yibum. And Achos Isha doesn't have a Siba that it shouldn't be mutter. That can be misnaget to the Heter b'makom Yibum. But lehefech, we can say, Hoil v'ishtri Eishes Ach, ishtri Achos Isha. Why? Because the Siba for the Heter of Eishes Ach will also be effective for Achos Isha. That since Masha Asur ba'Achos Isha. Why is Achos Isha Asur? Why is Achos Isha Asur? Because there's no Siba le'Heter. But now that the Siba le'Heter that we have for Eishes Ach is also effective for Achos Isha. Memela, lo chaser l'Achos Isha siba l'heter. We no longer lack a reason to be matir Achos Isha. In other words, what's the reason we're matir Eishes Ach? Yibum, mitzvah yibum. So for that same reason, we could be matir Achos Isha. So the whole Vishtri works great. Hashad da Siba la Heter Shesh la Aish Sach, Moila Nami Lachi Sisha, Mamela Shlochas Lachos Sisha Siba la Heter, Ulachi Gamimu Teres. So there's no reason to say whole Vitzar Itzar. Because Achos Isha has an independent Siva Leser, and Eish HaSach has a Siva Leser. So there's no reason to say Hove Itzar Itzar. Since we're answering one, we're also going to answer the other. B doesn't need A's help to become Aser. But if A but if B has a reason that it's permitted and A has no reason not to permit it, meaning has no reason to be misnagid because we have the mitzvah of Yibum here. So since we're Matir Isser B al Tzibum, that's also the Matir Isser A al Tzibum. Should carry over. There's no reason that the Isser Eish HaSach should carry over to the Isser of Achos Isha. My Yosef Eish HaSach LaAchos Isha. My Yosef Achos Isha LaEish HaSach. Achos Isha is not going to help Eish HaSach with the Isser. Eish HaSach has its own Isser. So there's no reason to say Hol V'Itzer Itzer. There isn't a reason to say Hol V'Ishtri Ishtri. Because Eish HaSach has a Siba Lahet there, and that Siba Lahet there, i.e. Yibum, and that Siba Lahet should carry over to Achos Isha. So therefore, this whole vort of saying Hol V'Itzer Itzer doesn't sit well with us. And therefore, we have to say like the first parish of Rabbi Elchanan. That Hol V'Ishtri Ishtri is a different vort. That it's a Svara Shelo Yochul HaYisur HaSheini. Aval Im Kvar Chal Eino Yochol HaFkiyah. Hol V'Ishtri Ishtri is a Svara that the second Isser should not be Chal. But if it is already Chal, then the first heter can't be mafkia, it can't remove it. So that's pshat. In Hov Ishtri Ishtri, we had kashas in the other mahalach. Mahalach B, so we go to mahalach A. But Hov Ishtri Ishtri means that since you're matir A, you're also matir B, if the Isser B hasn't yet been chal. But once Isser B's been chal, so then it no longer has the power. So therefore we say, Nasa Chai, So migu de ishtari, since we already matir the first isser, so the second isser is never chal. That's what hov ishtari ishtari does. Doesn't allow the second isser to be chal. It just doesn't have the power to be mafkia. Beautiful. Shav, Hagmara mamshicha b'sugya shelanu. Ve'omeret Hagmara, ve'afilu nasa met. And even in an instance where nasa meis, meaning the brother who died, Reuven, ve'afilu nasa meis, tchila, in other words, if Reuven first married Leah, so Eish HaSachiv comes first. Nami. Yesh lechalek shelo b'chol ofin nitan lomar hol v'ishtari yishtari. Shekein teinach hilcha dinasa meet u'meet. So I get it. If Reuven marries Leah and then Reuven dies. And then Shimon marries Rachel. So in such a case we can say hol v'ishtari yishtari. Because the chazia lay the bene bene. Mishum she, he was already roi. In other words, Shimon was roi for Leah, Reuven's wife, Bein Lebein, between the death of his brother Reuven and the marriage to Rachel. Because before his marriage to Rachel, she was only Eishes Sachiv, and that was Mutter. So hold that, that's history. So now that he marries Rachel, and she's also Achos Isha, Ishtari. Ella, but in a case where Nasamet v'lomet, but let's say Reuven marries Leah, and he doesn't die, and then Shimon marries Rachel, and now that he's in a matzav, Shimon's in a matzav, where he's got an Eish HaSach and a Achos Isha, and the Eish HaSach was never permitted. And now Reuven dies, Selo Chazi Alei Klal. She was never, Leah was never fitting, permitted to Shimon. Milo Mode Ula. Does Ula not admit who was Mechadish, this din of all of Ishtari Ishtari? She'im Ra'a Keri, the Leil Shmini, that if a man had a Keri on the night of the eighth, where he wasn't Roy, the Mitzvah wasn't Roy, the Hakriv Karbonoisa, She'ein Machnis Yadav Lebonot, tomorrow he can't put his fingers in, Shelo Yatza B'Sha'a, She'ilu Yala Avi Korban, he didn't go out of his tzaras when he was Roy L'Habib HaKorban. Willis says it was Boba Yom. In other words, you only say Hov Ishtari Ishtari if there was a period where his Mitzvah was permitted, so also Matir him to put in his behonos for the despite the carry. But if he saw carry already at night and he was never we were never matur the mitzvahs or befoyal, so then you don't say whole vishtri ishtri. So in the same way, if we were never matir the achos the eshesach befoyal, so we're not going to say whole vishtri ishtri. Ad kan midivrei hagemara. אז אומר מורנו ורבנו שלכאורה הביור הוא דהאחד נשא מת ולא מת ואחר כך נשא חי where לכאורה פשט מגמרא is that when Reuven dies, when Reuven gets married, but he doesn't die yet, and then afterwards Shimon gets married, so the Isser of Achos Isha was already Chal Mechayim. The Isser of Achos Isha was already chal when Reuven was still alive, because now Reuven's alive and Shimon his brother married Rachel Leah's sister, so Achos Isha is already chal now. Umemela b'shas misa that the heter of Eish HaSach is chal for Yibum. You can't say hol v'ishtri Eish HaSach ishtri nami Achos Isha, because Achos Isha was already chal meikara. It's not nifka. You can't take away the isser, because hol v'ishtri ishtri prevents the surin from being chal, but it does not remove already existing Isurim. Okay? Awesome. However, E.F. Shal Defareshken. You can't say this is the Pshat. Because if that's true, then have you otas svara come open a sachai. So then it would be the same svara as Nosachai Ve'achakach Nosameis. It would be the same svara as Shimon marrying Rachel, and then Reuven marrying Leah. That we don't say Hol Vishtari Ishtari, since Achos Isha has already been Chal, like we said before. For the fact that the Gemara was Mechalik between Nosachai when Shimon got married, and then afterwards Reuven got married, where is Mechalik between that and Nasa Meis Velo Meis V'Achakach Nasa Chai, in the case where Reuven got married, didn't die, and then Shimon got married, and only then Reuven died, so you see there are two separate Svaras. According to their work explaining it, it's bets in the same svara. And once the issur is already been chal, it doesn't go away. But why would the Gemara then be mechalik them into two separate cases where it's the same svara? And once the issur was already chal, it doesn't go away. For the gam of war can be at some chiluk halashon. The ben asa chay, v'ach kach nasa met. Makshah ha-gemara, isur eshet isha kadim. In the case where first Shimon gets married and then Reuven, the Gemara asks that the isur esh achis isha came first. And therefore we can't say hov ishtri ishtri. Gabe Nasa Meisfu, when Reuven got married and didn't die yet, and then Shimon gets married, the Gemara says, Lo Achazi Le Klal. She was never Ru'uya for him, Leah. So you see, they're different Lashinas, so they're two different Kashas. You see this also from Taisvis. So Al Kopanim, we have to understand just Pshat in the Gemara. Ma Chiluk HaSvarot Po, Ma Avdel Ben Shtei HaKushiyot. As Lachay Nerabi Biura Anyan, that the Gemara here is Mechadesh, two Bazundere Chedushim, two separate Chedushim. First, the Gemara is Mechadesh, that where the Isser was already Chal, we don't say Hol V'Ishtari, Ishtari. And therefore, when somebody married Chai, Shimon gets married, and then Reuven gets married, that the Yisr Achos Isha was already Chal Meikara. Leah was already Achos Isha before. So there's already an Yisr and Leah. So we don't say Hov Ishtar Ishtar and Reuven dies. Gevaldik, that's the first way. Ela Shadayin Haya Makom Lomar, but you could still say, Divinasa Meis Filoi Meis. When Reuven gets married and he stays alive. And then Shimon gets married. We say Hol V'Ishtari Ishtari. There we would say Hol V'Ishtari Ishtari. Why would you say Hol V'Ishtari Ishtari if Reuven gets married and he doesn't die? And then Shimon gets married. And then Reuven dies. There we would say Hol V'Ishtari Ishtari. Because Rabbeinu explains in numerous places that Be'eshes Och Afilu mechayim yesh din heter legabe yivum. There is already a heter legabe yivum already in the lifetime of the brother. In other words, when Reuven is married to Leah, there's already a din heter legabe yivum between Shimon and Leah. Before, they can't get married yet, she's still an Eishes Ish. But there's already a din heter legabe the yibum. It's there in principle. And according to this, it emerges. Kishe kishanasa met, afsha dain lo met. When Reuven gets married, even though he didn't die yet, there is already chal in the iser of eishes ach a heter bekoyach. There is a potential heter for yibum, and if so, afterwards when Shimon marries the Rochel, and the iser of achos isha has to be chal, we can say since already earlier we were matir bekoyach akopani the iser of eishes ach, because now there's a heter bekoyach lenin yibum. So ishtri nami yisr achis isha liyos muteres lenyin yibum. So there also we say, we're also matir the yisr of achos isha lenyin yibum. Since the bekoyach we were matir eshes ach before achis isha came into effect, so now we're also matir achis isha. And on this, the Gemara is mechadeshes nachachidush, and that is that we say, Ho'il v'ishteri, ishteri, rak hecha shechal heter b'foal. The chidush of ho'il v'ishteri, ishteri is when the heter is chal b'foal. But if it's only b'koyach, we don't say ho'il v'ishteri, ishteri. And therefore, Abinasa meis for like meis, when Reuben gets married and doesn't die, and then Shimon gets married, it's not trying to say ho'il v'ishteri, ishteri, because since at the time when Shimon gets married, achos ishes chal, there's only a heter b'koach for ishesach, so you can't say ho'il v'ishteri, ishteri. Only when Reuben gets married and he first dies, and then Shimon gets married, there the yisra ishesach was chal b'foyal. There you can say ho'il v'ishteri, ishteri. Givaldi. ולפי זה מבינים אנו את ראיית הגמרא from the case of Ra Keri Bilel Shemini. Because there also there's a heter b'koyach on him bringing his bahonos tomorrow. And therefore we don't say ho'il v'ishteri ishteri because it's only a heter b'koyach. ומדויק לשון הגמרא גבי נשא חי ואחר כך נשא מת. In the case where first Shimon gets married and then Reuven, the later dead brother, gets married. So we say that Isser Achis Isha Kodim. That's the first Chiddush. That if the Isser Achis Isha comes first, so Eish Isach isn't going to be Matthew that. And once the Isser is Chal, Sulay Pakat doesn't go away. Begabe Nasa Meis V'loy Meis. Be'achav Nasa Chai. We say, Lo ichaz yale klal. What does it mean, lo ichaz yale klal? There was never a heter before. And since there was never a heter before, Al, we can't say, ho v'ishteri, ishteri. The hadvorim hayu and the flying biyosa rabbiosa, I had such hanel from this shir, not even shy. I hope you did too. And obviously, we are just plowing our way through the Torah of Moreinu Rabbeinu Zitzal. So my request to you is that you stick with me, and that I stick with you, and that we continue on. And we remember always that sof davar hakol nishma et ha'elokim yira ve'et mitzvotav. Shmor ki ze kol ha'adam. Thank you so much for listening, and hopefully this sugya will be revisited. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.